This is BBC Radio 4.
Now, 10 years on, the smoking ban in pubs and restaurants has become a fact of life, whether you were in favour of it at the time or not. Since then, there have been more laws which restrict the rights of smokers, like the ban on smoking in cars with children as passengers, for example. But there's talk of going further. Some councils are debating the idea of extending the ban to the outdoors. That would mean places like parks, beer gardens, etc. Well, our reporter Simon Hoban went to a pub in Liverpool to hear what smokers thought of that idea and of the original ban a decade ago.
Best thing that ever happened. By far, the best thing. Your clothes are cleaner, the environment where you sit is cleaner, the ashtrays are cleaner. It's the best thing the country ever did.
And you say that as a smoker?
Indeed.
There's talk of extending it to beer gardens like this. How would you feel about that?
I get that as well. So why should somebody else sit outside wanting a clean environment and somebody else is blowing smoke at them? So, yeah, I think it's fair on the rest of the public.
The only real issues, like when we're inside having a good time and you won't go for a cig, and it's like, I'm going to stay here. I guess it works both ways. If you're the one smoker in the group, maybe, but if you're the one not smoker in the group, then it splits you up.
Well, I think it's just imposing probably, you know, on everyone's right as a human being, I suppose. You know, you can make good choices, you can make bad choices. But why should someone be able to drink, you know, a triple whiskey next year and yet you can't have a cigarette?
Also, people bring kids to pubs, don't they? So is that the same problem as well? They're running around and screaming, coming here to relax after a hard day's work. That's why we're having this cigarette now.
It's like anyone, you have to put up with anyone, don't you? You know, there's poor driving, people who almost crash into you, cause accidents, who are smoking pot and on drugs and all that sort of stuff. So in the grand scheme of things, I think that needs to be addressed primarily before anything else.
The views of some customers at the Rigby's pub in Liverpool. Well, Simon Clark is from Forest. They speak for smokers. Patricia Hewitt was the health secretary who introduced the law in the Labour government at the time. Patricia, take us back to 2007. What was the impetus for the legislation?
There'd been a very long-standing campaign to ban smoking in enclosed public spaces. The BMA, the Doctors' Union, the Medical Royal Colleges, you know, they were all pushing very, very hard for this because, frankly, over 20 or 30 years, the evidence about the impact of smoking, particularly on cancer, had become absolutely established.
But this was by no means a unanimous decision, even within your own party, was it?
No, indeed. There was a lot of support across all the parties for some action in this area, but there was not complete agreement. It helped that other countries were starting, or other places were starting to do this, New York City, for instance, the state of Victoria in Australia, and so on. So by the time of the 2005 election, the Labour Party had a manifesto commitment to a ban on smoking in enclosed public places, except for pubs that weren't serving food. You know, there was a feeling, and you can understand this, that people who were, you know, having a pint, wanted to have a cigarette with it, should be able to do so. That was hugely controversial. And it was debated, you know, on all the talk shows, it was being debated in all the pubs all around the country. And it was argued one way and the other, both inside the government and inside Parliament.
Simon Clark, you heard smokers there saying, you know, best thing we've ever done. It's not just about health, it's about the actual atmosphere, the what you're breathing in without any choice, whether it's health affecting or not.
Well, what you're doing, you're speaking to smokers who are still going to the pub. And of course, it's undoubtedly true that a lot of people have adapted, particularly younger generations. But speak to older people. I mean, amongst our supporters, the smoking ban, far more than other anti-smoking measures like the display ban or plain packaging, it's still the smoking ban that they get very angry about. And we were told that, oh, it'd be marvellous for pubs because lots of non-smokers would come flooding back. That simply hasn't happened. What's actually happened is that thousands and thousands of pubs have actually closed since the smoking ban was introduced. Now, that has a huge impact on local communities. I'm not suggesting that every single pub has closed as a direct result of the ban. There's no doubt it had a major impact, particularly on inner-city landlocked pubs. Pubs that, as Patricia said, just wanted essentially to serve drink.
I'll come back to the issue of the pubs, but I want to bring this back. What about the point that Simon was making about the pub trade? Lots of, you know, landlords were put out of business. I was running a pub at the time and it was quite tough because it was a music pub and how do you feel about that?
It was very tough on pubs and on working men's clubs. I had a number of working men's clubs in my constituency in Leicester, one in particular that really was the heart of the community, and they really, really pressed for, you know, an exemption for a smoking room, an exemption for private clubs. And in the end, and Kevin Barron, the then chairman of the Health Select Committee from a very working class northern constituency, he was very, very influential on this. He just said the people who suffer most from smoking-related diseases are poorer people in inner city and other working-class communities. They need the protection of a smoking ban. I accept that this accelerated the closure of pubs. Clearly, it wasn't responsible for all the pub closures that have happened.
But I think it's
a price worth paying for the health benefits that have resulted.
Didn't the good pubs adapt and offer better food and a better ambience for more people?
Well, of course, society is changing. I think there's more demand for pubs that serve food and family-friendly pubs and all the rest of it. But that still leaves the fact that there are a lot of, if you like, the backstreet boozer, the inner-city pubs, that lost a lot of business because if you're a landlocked pub and you don't have a beer garden, you can't compete with the pub just down the road that does have that beer garden, that can put up a nice awning, can put up heaters and all the rest of it. And we've done polls over the last few years. They consistently show that even today, between 55 and 60% of the public would allow separate smoking rooms in pubs and private members' clubs. And I really do think it's quite disgraceful how people sort of say, oh, I only want a pub that I'm so comfortable in, and they take away choice from other people.
One more thing. There's talk of extending the ban to places like parks and the outdoors. Patricia, would you support that? And if you were health minister now?
When I was health secretary, I was absolutely steeped in this. I was listening to all sides of the argument. I was meeting the Tobacco Workers Union, amongst others.
You didn't meet us, sir, Patricia. Your predecessor, John Reid, met us.
Patricia,
so
finish.
What I'm
Simon,
saying
Patricia
is, when I was
Simon, health, I'll give you a word
when
at the
I
end.
Was health secretary, I was very, very involved in all the detail of this. I don't feel now that I really know all the arguments, both for and against banning smoking in any non-enclosed public space. On the face of it, I can see certainly the argument in parks where there are a lot of families and children, but you have to strike a balance here.
Simon Clark, aren't you kicking against the general tide of public opinion on this issue now, whatever it was 10 or 15 or 20 years ago?
Well, I don't think so, because the general public are not as anti-smoking as the fanatical anti-smokers would like us to believe. Most people, you know, don't want to be exposed on a regular basis to tobacco smoke. The overwhelming majority of non-smokers aren't exposed in their daily lives. I mean, most public places are now smoke-free, and the idea that we might ban smoking outdoors where there is no threat, I mean, no evidence of threat to third parties from smoking in the open air, the idea that Patricia can even contemplate a possible ban in parks, I mean, is utterly ridiculous. And it just shows what the anti-smoking movement is like. They're never satisfied. They're always looking for the next logical step. Now, I think a lot of people feel enough is enough.
Simon Clark from Forest, former Health Secretary Patricia Hewitt. That could have made a lively night in the pub, couldn't it? We'd like your views on that. Now, last week, we heard